During the season, we rejoice in new life all around us and within us. And we have our neophytes with us today. One of them would like to share her story. Sister, I'd like to ask Christy Heron to speak with us about the Lord working in her. Christy.
Hi, as Father said, my name is Christy. And if you get to know me, you'll know that I'm a very unique individual and I don't do things the normal way. For most people, RCIA is a year-long process, but for me, it was 5 years. My father's side of the family is Catholic, and I went to Catholic church as a child and teenager, but I was never baptized because my mom wanted my sister and I to explore different religions and decide what we wanted to be when we were adults. So that's what I did. I went to several different types of churches before I came to St. John's in April of 2005, and immediately I knew this was home, this is where I wanted to be. So back then, our CIA was held on Sunday evenings from 6 to 8, and I went that night, and I told Elaine that I wanted to join. I guess most people call first and make an appointment, but like I said, do things my own way. So about 5 months after I started, I moved to Alaska. Again, not the most normal thing ever, but I did it. And it's very different there, and it's rural. And the church did not have the structure and education format that we have here, and I just knew that I wanted to be baptized here. So I stayed in contact with Elaine, and when I came back to Michigan and got settled, I started the process again and obviously completed that. And during the sessions, several team members, especially Margie, would say, you know, when you're baptized, you're going to feel different, you're going to have more faith, and I just thought, whatever, you know, this has been a five-year process. Obviously, I am dedicated, I am committed, I have faith, I'm good. But let me tell you, once you're baptized, you do feel different. And I don't know if I'll ever be able to articulate that into words, but it's different and it just feels great. So if any of you have been thinking about joining RCIA, but maybe you just haven't gotten around to it, or maybe you started and got off track, because trust me, life happens. I know that from experience. You know, definitely consider joining again. It takes time and effort, but it's worth it. So thank you to those that encouraged me and supported me along the way. I know there were times when I felt like this was never going to happen, but I did it. And also thank you to those in the community who have welcomed us and congratulated us. I know I speak for all the neophytes when I say that it really does mean a lot to us. So thank you very much.
Thanks, Christy. How super. How wonderful. Thank you so much. I'd like to introduce the other neophytes who are with us. Could you stand? We want to congratulate you on your new membership. Even though they say they're meek, but they were the wildest crew I ever had in the baptistry in many years. They want to get right in those waters. So thanks be to God. We've got some really good, wonderful new members. Welcome. God bless you.